K2PCB. K2PCB. This is KC2PET.
This is KE2GDQ listening for any calls.
Well, good morning there, Brad. KE2GDQ. KC2PET. How are you this morning?
Morning, Ross. Morning, Brad. K2PCB.
Good morning to you, Travis. Saw a wild one, a little storm last night. That was pretty interesting. And I'm on the road early today. I spend my fortunes on getting gas this morning. Still a $4.19 a gallon. I'm not too happy about that.
You would hope that after Easter, it'd be coming down a little bit. But yeah, there's more going on right now to keep the price up there. But it's definitely wet outside. I didn't really notice a storm. I knew something was going to be coming. I didn't hear a thing. I slept right through. Woke up this morning. I noticed that it had been raining out. If there was a storm, I missed it.
Nothing big. A couple of rumbles of thunder. That was about it. I didn't hear any warnings or anything about it, but supposedly these storms are ones that cause tornadoes down south, so I think once they get up here, they lose their energy as to become tornadoes and stuff. So I did hear Brad in there. I let him jump in here and say good morning. KC2PET. Go ahead, Chad. Say hello to him. Like, he must not hear me.
I forgot about that there's a disconnect where you guys don't hear each other via RF, or at least he doesn't hear you. My ear travels in. Okay. Well, good morning, Brad. What's our topic of today? So you can get some good conversation going.
Did somebody get disconnected from Ross's node?
I don't think I did. I was talking to... I heard Ross. I heard you. I called in. I got Ross. I don't think I had heard you again. And... yeah, we were trying to call out to you, but hadn't heard you come back until just now.
That's interesting. It says I'm on the air. I hope I'm not having problems with this radio.
Did we drop out, I guess? Is that what I should say?
Yeah, I think more that you dropped out. If Ross is driving, I typically don't hear him until he gets closer to town line or in that area. I don't hear him.
I hope you don't have a problem. Maybe I'll have to... I know I'm hearing you fine. Maybe just monitor today, make sure signals are still coming in. You still have the test equipment there to test SWR and output power and, tuning of the antenna. So you do have some tools to assess the situation. Interesting that you're having issues, though. That should be pretty rock solid.
Yeah, there's probably a disconnect between the microphone and the chair.
The days where I used to stay up really late on the non-work days on the computer, just playing around, and I wasn't a gamer, so just, surfing the web, doing silly stuff, or, radio stuff, 3D modeling stuff, even back in the day, and then you kind of drift off to sleep, and then you wake up like, I just lost a half hour. As you're falling back in the computer chair. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's too early. All right, back to you, Russ.
All right, I'm going to say good morning to Brad. He should be able to hear me now. I've heard everybody both solid, so I don't know where the drop-off was. But I'm going to make this quick short because I'm starting to come up to the gas station, and I'm going to spend $20. That's it. Even though the truck can take a lot more, it's all I'm spending. I'm cutting it off then until the prices come down a little bit. I don't know how long I'll be able to do that, but we're going to try.
I don't know if my logic's wrong, but I think it's going to have you going to the gas station more often and or running your tank on the lower half of its supply rather than the upper half of the supply. But yeah, just my my layman's assessment of that situation. Anyway, all right. I did take possession of a pre-loved 3D printer yesterday. I picked it up from Jay at lunch yesterday, and it looks kind of like it's in good shape. He's been talking about it as he's been using it, but he's upgraded to something much fancier, which I don't need. But it's a step up from what I had, or still have. I probably won't install that until maybe this weekend. I put it in the garage for now with the plan of clearing off the shelf where I'm going to put it, where the other printer is, take that one out of service. I'll probably box that up, box or bag it or something, seal it up, and stow that away. And but yeah, I'm kind of committing to myself to clean up my man cave before I bring that in and start tinkering with that. It's getting a little out of hand, and I have all these racks in the garage with all these shoe boxes that I like to use, and I want to move some of those out to the garage, clean up the shelves in my my man cave there, and just organize.
Oh, hopefully that works out for you. All right, I'm at the gas station. I'm going to jump out for a second. KC2VT.
How did the antenna progression come along there yesterday, Brad?
It's coming good. I figured out the length of the driven elements, give or take a little bit. Maybe just a hair long, not sure yet. So I'm going to solder them up this morning and get them secure to the connector and check SWR and see how it works. So what kind of printer do you currently have, and what kind of printer did you get from Jay?
Which is basically a Creality Ender 3 knockoff. I can't call it a VoxLab, and I can't call it an Ender, because basically the whole thing has been heavily modified. The whole frame has been modified. The Z-axis drive has been modified. The original main board has been replaced. The display has been replaced. Basically, I just rebuilt on the, the frame to make a custom built printer, which would make it very difficult to sell. I don't even interface with it through the normal control panel. I use a Raspberry Pi externally, but it works well. It's just lacking a lot of the features of some of the newer printers. The Bamboo Labs A1 printer, I'll drop a second, printer has some additional capability. It does have some built-in self-calibration features, and it runs a lot faster. And I'll say out of the box, but with the add-on that I acquired with it, it can handle four different materials and four different colors at the same time, which my other one could not. It was all one color. So that's the big advantage. And there are newer ones, there are faster ones, but the prices, man, you're looking at $600 to $2,500, and I wasn't looking to spend that. There's somebody next to me. This is KGPCB.
KC2NVM, good morning. Did anybody happen to see the guy that would not let or he was in the lane that goes away, or coming into the village, and he just would not get off my side. He finally dropped back, but it was like, where am I going to go? Where are you supposed to go? There's a car in front of me. You should drop back because your lane is ending.
Wait, that wasn't me.
No, there was a pickup truck, but it was a pickup truck with like a weird bed that was more of a tool rack, and he was kind of obnoxious.
I normally don't like to participate in that four lane to two lane fight there. That's unfortunate, but you made it here safely. Didn't hurt this car here.
No, that would just be my luck, though, that I get this one smashed. That would have just been the cherry on the cake of April.
Brad, going back to that antenna, did you have to cut new lengths of measuring tape and replace what you had on there, or were you able to work with what you had?
I just had to shorten them. Even if I did, I had extra tape measure. No, I could just shorten them. Because I just measured from the very center of the connector to where I think the driven elements are going to go, measured that distance, said, okay, cut that off, put the tape back, you know, held them in place, and then measured it, and I'm right at where the total distance should be, and they're inside of the reflector element like it should be. So things look looking pretty good.
So is the driven element the longest or the shortest, or is it somewhere in between?
The driven element is shorter than the reflector, but longer, and then shorter than the director element.
How many elements total? Like four? So you're like three, one behind, two in front?
So this one has three elements in front, and three elements in front of the driven element and one element behind it. So that's five.
What frequency are you trying to tune it to?
This will be the 70 centimeter band.
So is this going to be a handheld device? Or are you going to put it up on something and rotate it?
This will be handheld. It'll be very similar to the one that Travis and I were working on way back when it was really cold outside one day. It's just a little bit smaller because it's 70 centimeter instead of the 2 meter band.
Now, do the tapes lay flat or horizontal, or do you have them 90 degrees so that the curve is facing forward or backward?
I missed that last question, Jeff. Can you repeat that?
So which way does the tape actually face? Like, are the numbers facing towards the sky, or are they going to be pointed towards the direction that you're looking to go?
I pointed in the direction that I want to for my signal to go. So it's these are very directional antennas. That's what makes them really good for tracking satellites.
I'm going to sneak in here at 6:45, which means I'm going to pop out. This is KGBCV. And I think one of my follow-up questions, but I'll leave it for tomorrow, when you pack and store that antenna, is it configured such that you can roll up those pieces of tape around it and put a little, like a Velcro wrap on there, or tie on there, tie down? Or do you leave it fully extended? All right, I'll look for that response tomorrow. All right, this is K2PCB. I'm a run.
73 is K2PCB, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
KC2NVM, clear.
73 is KC2NVM. How about KC2PET? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm going to just update my wallet at the gas station. I'm just pulling into work now. Yeah, it's still $4.19 a gallon. It's crazy it's still up that high. needs to come down, and it doesn't even feel like it even lasts that long. My truck, I don't know about yours, mine just like lasts like through a whole thing.
You know, I noticed that the other day, well, last night when I was driving to and from Blaisdell. I'm wondering if they put, they're putting a little bit more alcohol in there. You know, maybe not, 20%, but I'm wondering if they went with 11%, because alcohol does not have the same BTU content as gasoline, and so you would get lower gas mileage.
That's possible. I mean, I'm getting both. I'm getting okay. My gas mileage, I know, and so I'm getting about 19 miles a gallon. Normally, I'm up around in the 20s. That's not happening. And I watched the fuel gauge go down faster. So I'm assuming the ECM's compensating for all that.
Yeah, a little bit more alcohol is gonna do exactly what you said. You're gonna get a little bit lower gas mileage, which then you're just gonna burn it faster. Which that's why your tank runs drier sooner. So yeah, I'm thinking the same thing.
You know, I need to get the run on, which I don't have one of those. Is get the run on water. I need to get a hydrogen generator. Put it in my truck to get the run on hydrogen. But I don't have the time or the smarts to do that one.
Yeah, that's what we need is. A hydrogen tank and an oxygen tank on in our cars and let them combine. And then the only thing that's the byproduct is water. So yeah, hydrogen would be the way to go.
I see on a couple of YouTube channels. One guy, he's experimenting. He's a drag racer. He's experimenting with pressurized gas. I don't know, he's running out of different certain fuel, but he's putting oxygen in with it, and it's all built into one tank, and instead of running like turbochargers and superchargers, so he's got like a 4,000 PSI tank, I think, in the car, and what he does instead of the car having to suck it in, he's actually pushing that fuel into the engine, and I think that kind of makes it like a turbocharger, so to speak, and he's running really quick. He's outpacing a lot of guys in his class, so you know he's experimental. I mean, it's amazing. He's like, yeah, I don't have to worry about blowing turbochargers up or anything because it's a rock solid system.
That's interesting. There was a while ago on Two Guys Garage podcast that I listen to occasionally. And they had some guy on there that was burning hydrogen in an engine, and he was creating some pretty good speed. So I'm wondering maybe it's the same guy or well, there's guys out there that are really smart with this sort of stuff and figuring out.
Yeah, I guess we're kind of putting it in perspective. I think he's kind of running like propane sort of. I mean, it's not propane, but in this form of it, I think he vaporizes the gas, and I think he pushes it in there and it all condenses, and he just runs at super high pressure. You know, I think it's like propane he's trying to do, but his own little racing fuel mixture.
Yeah, I'd like to look him up. I'd like to see what he's doing. That'd be kind of cool. You remember his name at all?
No, I don't, but the video doesn't really show too much. It shows him the tank, and it doesn't show, like, his fuel mixture or what his setup is. He's keeping it a secret, I guess, because he's the only one doing it, and he has really good results with it. He's beating a lot of people with it, so I think, and he's trying to keep it hush-hush before somebody else catches on to it, but, when I find the video, I'll send you the link to it.
That's cool. Great. I really do appreciate that. You don't have a 3D printer at home, do you?
Nope, I don't. I never got into it. Travis says if I never need something printed, he'll do it. Because I really don't print that much. I mean, I'm not making like, I don't even know why I can even 3D print. I guess maybe if I was looking at the website more, but I don't, that's not. Like you, I don't need another hobby right now. I'm busy enough as it is. I don't want 3D printing to suck up more of my time. But someday I'd like to get one.
Yeah, same thing here. I don't need another hobby. It's funny is some of the ham radio YouTube videos that I watch. There's two or three that I watch pretty regularly, and they'll talk about, oh yeah, they'll say, one of them does say, I 3D printed this. Another one says, this has been 3D printed. So I don't know if he has a 3D printer or if he, Travis would print it for you, if it's the same thing, then he just knows somebody that would print it for him. But I see a lot of these guys, well, the guys I'm watching, talk about 3D printed stuff.
Yeah, I know a lot of guys, I know they said they're happy with themselves the way they 3D print stuff. I'm like, did you really, did you make it up? Like Travis does, he'll actually do it in CAD, I think. He'll draw it all up and he'll forward it to the printer. That's interesting. I like how he does that. He makes his own designs up. And then some people, there's just already made up, they call them sketches or programs, I guess you want to call them, that they're already made up. They just download them and then the printer does the rest of the work. All the math and there's all the dimensions and everything already figured out for you. I mean, it's cool that people print that kind of stuff off, but I'm really impressed with the guys that can, like Travis, that can take it and, sketch it all out and figure everything out and then have it print out, the way that he wants to, which I think that stuff's pretty cool.
Yeah, having some 3D software to be able to send it to the printer is pretty cool. And the boys that I worked with, and I do call them boys, they were doing a lot of that at work. They were, using Inventor to create drawings, and then they were sending them to their printers or PCB printers there at work. And I thought that was more than they needed to be doing, but apparently it was acceptable.
Yeah, I agree with you there, too. I know I thought PCB bought the printers for making fixtures. That's what I understand. They can make fixtures or even model them. And then if they need to, they can make a model. Have them like a guide to go on. I thought that's pretty much why PCB brought the printers. But I do agree with you. It seems like it's turned more into some government project for them. But all right, Brad, I'm going to say 73 is with you. I got to get in there. So KD2 GDQ, KC2 PET. Threes, I will talk to you on Friday.
73 is KC2PET. Have a great day. Have a good day tomorrow, and I will talk to you Friday. This is KE2GDQ and clear for today.